the CPA. This letter came from a lady whose husband decided to make his dreams come true. It would have taken a book the size of this one to explain to her why she needs to be her husband's dream lady. I know this is what she really wants. She has just temporarily lost her vision. Dear Pearls, I have been married for 19 years, and my husband really is a great guy. He knows the Lord, but has not been as consistent with his Bible reading as I'd like to see. I'm not saying anything to him about it yet. Our problems really stem from a change he made for our family that started about 3 years ago. When we married, he was studying to be a CPA. I helped him through the last year of his schooling and spent 15 years with him, going through the long hours of tax seasons. I didn't like it much, but I knew that was his career. He wanted to find some job that would let him stay at home and be his own boss. I thought that was a noble cause, and I wanted him to be with our sons as they grew up. Well, what he has decided to do now, I can hardly handle. He decided to become a dairy farmer. We are city people. I told him all along I really didn't have a desire to be a dairy farmer. For 3 years, all he has done is read and research on it. I know he can make it work. It is just not something I want to do. I have had to cope with a lot. He still works in town and rushes home to go to work in the barn. I had to wait dinner on him last night until 7 p.m., and then he rushes home and goes straight to the barn. I was really hurt. I'm tired of working and feeling as though we're getting nowhere. This is tearing the family apart. I know I must be submissive, but I truly do not want to do this. It is not my dream. There was no talk of farming 19 years ago. Yolanda. Yolanda's concept of marriage is all wrong, not at all like God's intention for marriage. God didn't create Adam and Eve at the same time and then tell them to work out some compromise on how they would each achieve their personal goals in a cooperative endeavor. He created Adam, gave him an occupation, appointed him as ruler of the planet, and endowed him with a spiritual outlook, gave him commands, and specified his occupational duties. Adam commenced his rule of the planet before God created Eve to help him in his life's goals. Adam didn't need to get Eve's consent. God gave her to Adam to be his helper, not his partner. She was designed to serve, not to be served, to assist, not to veto his decisions. Talk about a change of occupation and habitation. Look at Eve. Can you imagine her saying something like this to Adam? When God brought me to you in that wonderful garden and we commenced life together, you never said anything about thorns and thistles, about pain and childbirth, about milking goats and churning butter. I am not a wilderness girl. I wonder if Yolanda's husband will quit his dream come true because she drops frequent reminders that 19 years ago he didn't tell her that someday he was going to be a dairy farmer. Will her unhappy, overworked expressions break his joy and rob him of his vision? If he goes back to being a full-time CPA, I wonder if he will spend the rest of his life dreaming of a different kind of lady for a wife, a bunch of happy children, and a barn full of milk cows. Life is now. Don't make him ruin his life by being forced to count someone else's money. Find your life in his. God made us women to be helpmeets. It is our physical nature to be so. It is our spiritual calling and God's perfect will for us. It is the role in which we will succeed in life, and it is where we will find our very greatest fulfillment as a woman and as a saint of God. God said in Genesis, "I will make him an helpmeet for him." Paul said, "For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man." 1 Corinthians 11:8-9. Unto the woman he said, "And thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." Genesis 3:16. When we fight God's will and our husband's dreams, we are frustrated and disappointed. If our husbands are kind, steady men, like Yolanda's husband, they will eventually become discouraged and give up trying to please us. If our husbands are command men, They may leave us behind and find a dairy-loving woman. If our husbands are visionaries, they will yell and make our life miserable until we run back to Mama and end up sleeping in a cold bed and living on food stamps. Life is full of choices. How you choose to respond will help decide your fate in life. Life is now. Learn to enjoy taking out the trash or milking a cow. You will be amazed at how God will fill you full of Himself. You will look back in your happy old age and rejoice at your lot in life and wonder how you could have ever been a long-faced sad sack. Someday people will say to you, "Your personality is just a happy type, and that is why you enjoy life. Isn't that right?" You can laugh and know that being in God's will is the only thing that makes you full of joy. God is not looking for happy women to make them into helpmeets for good men. He is looking for women willing to be true helpmeets to the men whom they married so He can fill them full of joy. His express image. We have studied three different types of men and how each one relates to the lady of his life. We have learned that God gives wisdom to those who ask. By now you know that it will take supernatural wisdom for you to come to know, accept, and appreciate your man as God made him. He may be all three different expressions at different times in his life, or he may be some of one and a lot of another. The important thing is for you to understand that he is what God made him, and that you are to be his suitable helper. Knowing what expression God has made him to be will help you become a better helper to the man of your life. God says so clearly and emphatically that if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men and women liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James 1:5. Ask God to help you know and appreciate your man. Pray that God will give you the wisdom and grace to share your man's dreams, so it will always be you that he dreams about.